Hey guys, I'm back with another ramble thingy. I hope you've all been good. It's almost August. That's exciting. I am so ready for summer to be over. Because I can really not stand the heat. It's driving me crazy. I can't even go outside because after I spend like 5 minutes outside, I feel like I'm going to collapse. So, I can't wait for fall. What's new with me? Let's see. So I got this new recording setup. I'm so excited about it. It's so, comfortable. What I really like about it is I feel like I can edit in here. And that was kind of hard to do with my closet setup. Because I didn't have a desk. I would just use like a little like tray type of thing. But a desk is much more practical. So, yeah, I love it a lot. The desk is pink, like Barbie pink, which I didn't really plan on. I was kind of planning on getting a black desk, but I decided on pink because I wanted it to be a little more colorful since all of like my equipment and stuff is black. But when I was shopping for my desk and like keyboard and all of that stuff, it's like every kind of gaming setup is either black or pink, or at least that's what it felt like when I was looking for stuff. Like I was looking for a desk chair, and all of the desk chairs were either like black and red or pink with bunny ears, and there wasn't really a between. But yeah, I really like how my setup turned out. What else have I been up to? I made a little list of things to talk about. I wrote friendship bracelets because I've been making friendship bracelets, like out of, thread. They're not beaded or anything. They're, they kind of look like the bracelets in Outer Banks. I don't know how many of you have seen Outer Banks, but the characters in there have like a lot of woven bracelets. So that's kind of the look I'm going for. But yeah, they're a lot of fun to make. It's kind of therapeutic a little bit. I used to make bracelets a lot when I was younger. I had like a bracelet business. I'm using finger quotes because it wasn't like an official business, obviously. I was like 9 years old. But I would like make bracelets and then sell them to my friends, or like usually the moms of my friends, for like 50 cents or something. So I'm not planning on selling these. I just make them and then I don't know what to do with them. I also cut my own hair recently because it was getting pretty long and I was starting to feel like the girl from The Ring. So I cut it, or trimmed it, I guess. I only cut it a couple inches. But yeah. One thing that's been on my mind lately is I'm wondering if I should start posting my audios to Spotify, because I've had a few people ask me why my stuff isn't on Spotify, and that kind of makes sense. It kind of makes sense why ASMR roleplays would be on Spotify and not YouTube, because they're not videos, they're audios. So I kind of want to, but I've never seen any other ASMR roleplay creators put their stuff on Spotify, so I've always kind of assumed that, like, there's something that I don't know, like, there's a reason they're not doing it. But yeah, I don't know. I was thinking maybe I would make a poll or something and just see if people would be interested in my stuff being on Spotify as well as YouTube, but, yeah, something to think about. I've also been trying to go on my phone less because, and I kind of knew this already, I feel like it's sort of common sense, but, blue light is not good for you. And especially if you, like, check your phone as soon as you wake up in the morning. And also if you go on your phone right before you go to bed, it's, kind of bad for your mental health and, like, your productivity and, also your sleep. So, I don't know. I've been trying to go on my phone less. But it's hard. It's hard. Phones are addictive. But yeah, this morning I woke up and I sat outside for like 20 minutes. And then a little bit later I checked my phone. And yeah, it felt good. It felt very good. So I'm gonna try to keep that up. On a slightly related note, I think my eyesight is getting worse. Because sometimes when I'm writing a script on my laptop, things will just kind of be blurry. So I might need to look into getting glasses or contacts. I don't know. I don't think it's that bad, but it might get worse. So I should look into that. Maybe see an optometrist. Technically, I'm supposed to wear glasses or contacts when I drive because my eyesight in my left eye sucks. And so my right eye has always just like compensated for that. So my eyesight has never been much of an issue. But it's starting to be. We'll see. Yeah, what else? I have a new favorite movie. It's called Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. And I saw it, like a week ago. And I loved it so much. It was so funny. So well done. So well acted. It was just like a fun, feel-good rom-com type of movie. It takes place in New York City. And, they're kind of driving all over New York City, so it's kind of like an adventure rom-com type of thing. It was so fun. I really liked it. I kind of want to watch it again. Like, I would watch it again right now, even though I just saw it a week ago. But that's the thing about watching movies. I love rewatching stuff. Even if I've just seen it, I could just watch stuff over and over and over again. I'm like a little kid. I'm rewatching one of my favorite shows, Gilmore Girls, with my dad. And he actually really likes it, which I wasn't really expecting. We were just gonna watch like a couple episodes, but then we kind of just got into the habit of watching it some more, and yeah, now we watch it together, and he really likes it, which makes me so happy, because it's one of my favorite shows. But yeah, I've seen that show so many times, and I never, ever get sick of it. I have such an easy time rewatching stuff, but such a hard time, like, starting a show that I've never seen before. I always just default to like my comfort shows, which sucks, because I mean, I never would have found those comfort shows if I hadn't tried something new, so, yeah, but, yeah, that's pretty much everything new with me. I hope you guys have been good. I hope you had a good weekend, and, yeah, I'm sending lots of virtual love your way. And I'll see you guys soon.